Nothing exciting ever happens in this family. Same old job, same old dinner.
Change that broken record. Lauren, going to work at the same job and coming home to the same dinner is most people's idea of happiness. There's 15 million foreigners who'd kill for this set. Well, I wonder who in the world that can be.
Maybe it's a foreigner come to borrow a cup of honey.
Same old doorbell. Same old rug.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Brother Carl. Happy birthday to you.
Uncle Roy. Hey, everybody, it's Uncle Roy.
Uncle Roy.
You little rugrat.
How are you?
Ellie.
Oh.
Ellie, you're still the prettiest little girl in Raytown.
And you are still my favorite uncle.
Thelma?
Well, Roy Harper. Lord, it's been so long, I'd given up hope of ever seeing you again.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Thelma. And where's my brother, the birthday boy?
Well, Roy Carl died 11 years ago.
Eleven years?
Well, we didn't know how to get in touch with you.
Thelma, were you with him when he died?
No, he was alone. Happened in the bathroom right over there.
Thelma, I don't know what to say. Would you mind if I went in there for a moment?
No, go ahead.
Thank you. 11 years.
Well, honey, you never told me that you had an Uncle Roy.
Oh, yeah, he's my favorite uncle. Real man's man, you know. Of course, he didn't get back home too often.
No, once in a blue moon, he'd breeze through and expect everybody to drop everything for him.
Oh, but he'd always bring us the most exotic presents from all over the world.
He's been practically everywhere.
Everywhere there's loose women and cheap booze. You'd think he'd at least have had the courtesy to show up for his own brother's funeral.
Well, Mama, he had no idea. Obviously, he was all torn up about it.
Well, folks, I brought Carl a cooler full of his favorite, Gulfstream oysters. Now, we better eat them before they spoil.
Well, that's real nice, Roy, but we're right in the middle of dinner here.
Oh, Mama, we can do without pot roast for one night. Uncle Roy's got oysters.
Let's clear the table.
Yeah, here, Uncle Roy. Let me give you a hand with it.
Thank
come on,
you,
come on, come on. Here, walk this way. Oh, hey, you never met my wife, Naomi.
Pleased to meet you, Uncle Roy.
Naomi.
And my kids, Buzz and Sonia.
Buzz, Sonia. My, Bent, you seem to have done real well for yourself. Naomi, darling, could you rustle me up a big black skillet?
Sure thing, Uncle Roy.
Sonia, we got a skillet?
Yeah, it's in the oven with the cookie sheet.
It's the one with the handle.
I tell you, with a crew like you, this is going to be the best mess tin in town.
Well, mess is right. Just look what you're doing here. Buzz, don't open a new carton of eggs. Use the ones in the door.
Oh, Mama, don't be a spoil sport. Join in the fun. Tie on an apron.
I got my jollies the first time I made dinner tonight.
Well, then tie on a beer and hush up.
Hey, your mother's right, Ellie. No need for everybody to be in here.
Us guys will man the galley. You gals going and get.
Oh, I love a man who's forceful and domestic.
Go on, get.
Run along, Thelma. You know what they say about too many cooks?
Yeah, you know what they say about fish and visitors. They both stink after 3 days.
So, Vic, where are you working?
Oh, I'm in Locks. I work over at Quick Keys over at the mall.
I'm surprised you didn't become a fireman. Last time I saw you, you had your heart set on being a hook and ladder man.
Yeah, that was my big dream.
I didn't know that, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, Buzz, would you give us a paper sack to put these shells in?
Oh, sure thing, Dad.
What happened was I married Mitzi, and she wasn't the kind of woman you could leave alone at night.
Yeah, I thought your wife's name was Naomi.
Oh, Naomi's my second wife. It turned out Mitzi wasn't the kind of woman you could leave alone during the day either.
You know, I met a man once in Budapest who had 6 wives. Now, he'd have been all right, except 2 of them were named Magda.
Wasn't that confusing?
Especially at night. But he worked out a system. Hey, come here, son. You may learn something about women. You see? You too, Buzz. You see, he bought them nightgowns in 6 different colors.
Whoa, sounds like the boys are really having fun in there.
Yeah, boy, I hope Uncle Roy stays for a while. He's such a gas.
Here you go, lady. These oysters are the envy of the 7 seas.
Oh, wow. They look delicious.
Sure sounded like you guys had fun in there.
Oh, I'll say. That was the funniest story I ever heard. Am I blue?
I bet you got a million of them, Uncle Roy.
Yeah, we're going to hear them all, too. Hey, Mama, I asked Uncle Roy to stay with us for a while, and he said he would.
Shoot, I'm having such a good time, I may never leave.
Benton, you want to come on out to the clothesline with me?
Hey, Thelma, you don't have to make up my bed.
Well, why not? I've been doing it every day for almost a week now.
Well, here, let me help you with it.
You know, Roy, as much as we've all enjoyed your visit with us, I can't help but feel that we're keeping you from someplace else you ought to be.
Holy cow!
What's the matter with you?
I swear, Thelma, you've still got them.
Got what?
Dorothy L'Amour's elbows.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's she been tying up her sarong all these years without them?
I mean, look at that dimple.
Well, where?
You know, those elbows are what first attracted Carl to you.
Oh, Roy, that's the biggest load of horse pucky I ever heard in my life. What'd he say?
Well, he and I had just gone to the Rialto to see the Road to Rio. And he told me that your elbows reminded him of Dorothy L'Amour's. There it is again.
Well,
look, the dimple. I tell you, it's been to my everlasting chagrin that Carl spotted those elbows first.
This isn't going to work, Roy. You might have the whole rest of my family buffalo, but I ain't buying.
Hey, Uncle Roy, I'm making baked Alaska for Sonya's victory celebration tonight. How do you separate eggs?
Elementary, my boy. It's all in the elbows. Yeah, wrist.
Dorothy L'Amour. Road to Rio. Do do.
See, only for the last time, I don't want my hair teased, okay?
Oh, honey, every beauty queen has to tease her hair. Otherwise, they got nothing to stick the crown to.
They can stick the crown anywhere they want. Just leave me alone.
Oh, God. Harper, I told you this beauty pageant nonsense was going to lead to heartbreak.
Now, looky here, Sonya. I brought some of my formals that I thought would be appropriate for the evening wear competition.
Well, they sure ain't appropriate for a woman your age. Sonia, hold your shoulders back. Try not to make your chin so pointy.
Well, I could do wonders for that pointy chin. I could just tease her hair a little bit right now. Uncle Roy.
What do you think, Roy?
Interesting. Very interesting.
I look awful. That's what you're thinking, isn't it?
Actually, Sonia, I was thinking about something that happened back when I was in the Marines.
This isn't going to be another one of your smutty stories now, is it?
I guess this was about 25 years ago. We had to present the colors at a big White House to-do where Princess Grace and her husband Rennie were to appear.
You saw Princess Grace in person?
What was she wearing?
How was her hair?
Did she wear her crown?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, tell us today.
Well, she wore a simple white dress, and her hair was up, all soft and natural-like. And the only jewelry she wore were two little pearl earrings. And she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen in my life. She didn't need fancy trimmings to make her attractive. She had beauty from within. Just like you do.
Oh, get real, Uncle Roy.
Sonia, I mean it. When you scrunch your nose and smile that pretty crooked smile, your eyes light up just like Princess Grace's.
You know what, Roy? I believe you're right. You know what I could do? I could get my sewing kit, and we could cut the sleeves off Sonia's old white prom dress and give it a whole new neckline.
Oh, Miss Harper, I love that dress. It's so sweet.
And I have two tiny little pearl earrings. It'd be perfect.
What about gloves? No beauty queen worth a damn goes out without them long white gloves. Oh, come on. Well, will you look at that? Well, that thing's done to perfection. I tell you what, Buzzy Boy, you are turning into one good cook here.
Thanks. Of course, I've been taught by the best cook there is.
Well, that's a sweet thing to say.
I bet Uncle Roy knows just about everything there is to know about cooking.
Yeah, well, I wish he knew a little bit more about telling time. I sent him out over 2 hours ago to get white shoe polish for Sonia's shoes, and he's still in back.
Maybe he had to go to more than one store.
More than one bar is more like it. Lord, worthless is a compliment to that man.
Hey, Buzz. Thelma, here's your shoe polish. Uh-oh, Buzz. This cake isn't quite done. Better pop it back in the oven.
Sure thing, Uncle Roy.
Well, this is wash coat. I asked for special nurse white number 3. This dang stuff wouldn't cover a bruise on a lily.
I thought you wanted it for shoes.
Just don't crack wise with me, Buster.
Here, Thelma. Allow me. Buzz, did I ever tell you about the time I stowed away on a cruise ship and had to earn my passage by shining shoes?
Lord, is there nothing you haven't done?
Hey, Uncle Roy, is this an application of the Raytown Fire Department?
That's what it says.
Well, don't tell me you want to be a fireman. At your age?
There are no age restrictions. I could be a fireman if I wanted to. Just don't happen to want to.
Well, thank goodness. The Raytown homeowners can rest easy tonight.
This application's for vent.
Hey, that's great. Dad always wanted to be a fireman.
Well, I see no reason why I can't.
Have you lost your mind? Benton Harper can't take 2 steps without falling down, and you want him to earn a living on a ladder?
Now, Thelma, he'd go through a training program. They wouldn't let him get hurt. Ain't that just like a mom?
Yeah, that's just like a mom.
Let's go upstairs and take this dress to your sister.
Grandma, I'm right in the middle of cooking. And I could really use a break.
Against my better judgment and out of the kindness of a widow's heart, I've allowed you to come into my home, and I have stood silently by while you flim-flammed your way around every member of my family. But, mister, when you start endangering lives, you have flimmed your last flam.
Thelma Bennett is a grown man. He can make up his own mind.
Well, he sure as hell doesn't need you to do it for him.
Thelma, sooner or later, you're going to have to cut the apron strings.
Just don't be telling me what to do with my clothes.
You know what your problem is?
Yes, and I have been trying for a week now to get it out of the house.
Your whole problem is you're repressed.
I am not. I'm happy as a lark.
No. Not depressed. Repressed. You need to loosen up. You need to relax.
Just leave my needs out of this.
You ought to try throwing caution to the wind once in a while.
Oh, and be like you, I suppose. Be a tumbleweed. Just light in one spot long enough to stir up trouble and then tumble on.
And just what have I stirred up?
Everything. Sonia and inventing. And Lord, look at Bud. Boy, wouldn't so much as open a can of sardines and you got him baking Hawaii or Alaska or whatever.
All I've done is encourage them to pursue their desires. Now, what's wrong with that?
I will tell you what's wrong with it. You get everybody all encouraged with your pipe dreams, then you up and walk out the door on a whim, and you leave everybody flat.
Oh, but Thelma, wouldn't you rather wake from a wonderful dream than never have one at all?
What happens in my bed is none of your business.
What has your bed got to do with this?
Absolutely nothing.
Thelma, you don't have to be afraid of me.
I'm not afraid of you. I'm afraid of me.
Thelma, it's all right. Yes, it is. It's all right. Don't be afraid. It's all right.
Well, will you look at this? An application for the Raytown Fire Department. Did you get this for me, Uncle Roy? Oh, thanks. Gee, I hope I qualify.
Just don't set fire to it and you're probably a shoo-in.
Hey, everybody, come quick. You're going to get the biggest surprise of your life.
Oh, too late for that.
And now, representing the Edgar Allan Poe High School, Miss Sonia Harper.
Oh, Sonia! Don't you look gorgeous?
Oh, Buzz, doesn't your sister look beautiful?
Well, gee, I don't know. Where is she? Just kidding. Really, Sonia, you look great.
Thanks, Buzz.
Sonia, you're going to win this thing hands down.
Thank you, Uncle Roy.
Oh, baby, don't you look pretty, just like you're going to the ball. Don't forget your slippers, Cinderella. They're still wet.
Thanks, Grandma. Well, I'll put them on in the car. We better get going or we'll be late.
Oh, you better ride with me in my air-conditioned Seville. Mama, you look a little flushed. Are you all right?
Well, I feel just fine. You go on ahead. Save us a seat. We'll be along later. Roy, about what just happened in the kitchen. About what almost happened in the kitchen. What I mean is, in the kitchen, nothing happened, did it?
I don't know. I thought something happened.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I can't say I'm sorry it happened.
Me neither. I just don't want you to think that I'm the sort of a woman who lets what almost happened in the kitchen happen.
Thelma, you're one in a million.
Well, you're one of two.
You know, I can't stay, Thelma.
I know.
Us tumbleweeds, we gotta keep tumbling along.
I know.
The truth is, Thelma, I'm afraid if I don't go now, I may never leave.
Roy, I want you to know that this is just about the nicest thing that never happened to me.
Goodbye, Thelma.
So long, sailor.
Take care of them elbows.
Well, here's to Miss Raytheon.
Yes, indeed.
I'd like to thank all the members of the royal family.
Oh. Okay, Dad, get the lights.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, here it is.
Wow. Will you take a look at that?
Oh. A dessert fit for a queen.
Oh. Oh, Buzz, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I sure wish Uncle Roy was here to see it.
Yeah, it sure would have been neat to have him here tonight.
Well, Peanut, that's just the way Uncle Roy is. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Oh, that's part of his charm.
Hey, look, Mama. He left his cooler. How are we going to get that back to him?
Well, just leave it be. I have a feeling that this time Roy Harper will be back to claim what is his.